nice enough to join us now. My main man, the King of Queens. You know him as Money Mike, Hall of Famer. Triple Crown winning jockey, Mike Smith. Mike, it's Anthony and Jude here. Thanks for some time on the happy hour here on HRN on Express Bet Radio.
Hello, Big A and Jude. How are you guys doing?
Good, good.
Doing great. Hey, this isn't your first rodeo when it comes to the Whitney. Back in 1993, go back into the Wayback Machine. Brunswick for Tony Margotta. Got the money. What do you remember about that day?
Oh, it was my first Whitney, big race in Saratoga, and I went up to Mr. Margotta, and the horse just ran a dynamite race that day. He was kind of a bit of an underdog going in, and he upset the cart there. It's this great race place, and it was just a wonderful race to win. It's a great honor when you get the opportunity to win these caliber of races, especially what this race has turned into, man. It's an incredible race now.
Yeah, great memories up here at Saratoga. You were a mainstay up here for a long time. And now the last few years especially, you've come back. What are some of your more favorite recent memories here of the spa? I'm sure my favorite Philly Songbird's got to rank right up there.
Without a doubt. I mean, getting the opportunity to win on Songbird up here and Arrowgate crushing it in the Travers, breaking the – I forget how many years old record that was set.
All of them.
Coming back the following year, yeah, West Coast winning the Travers. I mean, I've been so blessed here in New York, period, but especially at Saratoga. And when you can win a race at Saratoga, I don't care what anyone says. It's not like winning you can win a grade one everywhere else in the country, but when you win one here at Saratoga, it means even more.
Yeah, it's one of those places where the races just become extra special because they're here. I mean, there's just no comparison to any other racetrack. I mean, I know now you're a Del Mar guy, and I was a Del Mar guy for over 20 years. And, I mean, it's just when you're here, you just can't believe it's actually happening to you.
No, it's really true. I mean, and it's just the caliber of horses that you're competing against. You're blessed to have more of them out here and a lot of talented horses. And when you win here, it's just different for whatever reason. It really is, man. It's incredible.
You know, Mike, everybody asks us, and we know now you're more of a shipper when you come to Saratoga, but what are some of the spots you like to hit? I don't want to say as a tourist because you were a mainstay here for so long, but when you come into town, we always get asked, where do you go to eat? Where do you grab a drink? What are some of the spots you like to hit here socially while you're up at the old spa?
Well, I hadn't got to stay, long enough. Everything changes. A lot of the places that I used to go to aren't around anymore. But I still like to, see some Sperry's, stop by there if I get a chance to, and see everybody if anybody remembers me there. But and you got a lot of new places in that are in town now that are just excellent. Every time I venture in, if I'm get the opportunity to stay the night, I try a different spot, and it's a lot of great places, a lot of fun places to eat at around here, and great food.
Your wife's pretty good keeping her finger on the pulse of the social activities. It looks like you guys are having a great time.
Oh, back in Del Mar, you mean?
Well, wherever you are, it seems like you guys are always out enjoying yourselves, and I think that's great.
Well,
I think you're at the time of your life where you should enjoy it.
I agree. We just recently got married. We're very happy. Things are going wonderful, and blessed to still be doing what I love to do and getting the opportunity to ride horses like Mackenzie. And hopefully we can come together tomorrow and pull this thing off.
Let's talk about Mackenzie a little bit, Mike. Before there was Justify in the Baffert Barn, there was Mackenzie. He was essentially Justify before Justify. You're the only guy that's ever ridden him. 6-for-11 with 4 second-place finishes. The only time he was off the board was in the Breeders' Cup Classic last year. Talk to us a little bit about this son of Street Sense.
He's just a special horse. He really is, and it's his time to shine. I don't think we've seen how good this horse really is and can be. I still really believe we haven't seen the best of him. But you know, he got hurt early on. You know, he was probably the Derby favorite before Justify came along, and he got hurt early on. And of course, I was just blessed that Justify did come along. But now that he's retired, I mean, Mackenzie has stepped into his shoes, and I don't believe, Anthony, that we've seen the best of this horse yet. I think there's more to him, and he's a big kind of awkward horse growing into himself, and man, it's all coming together now, especially in his four-year-old year, later in his four-year-old year, and he's starting to really do things right. Of course, in the morning, he's training just incredible, and he's starting to really do things that are incredible in the afternoon. And given that opportunity tomorrow, you know, it's a tough, tough race, and it's a good race, man. But they're supposed to be when you're running for $1 million at Saratoga, and I'm excited about it. I'm hoping, like I said, he gets his time to shine.
Yeah, I think that's a great description of him, that he really wasn't sure of what he was doing. He, you know, he needed some time, and he... He seems like the older he gets, the more savvy he gets, and you're able to do more things with him. He's more agreeable to what you want him to do. Do you think that's the case?
You're exactly right, dude. You nailed it on the head. You know, early on he was just a bit quirky and awkward, and you know, sometimes you'd ask him to run and reach back and ask him, and man, he might do something different or. You know, he was always, ability was always there. It was just him figuring things out, and now it's really all coming together. And you know, I'm really excited about this second half of the year, leading into the Breeders' Cup. You know, he's doing so well right now, and I'm like I said, given the opportunity, and he runs his race tomorrow, we could see something pretty special.
What do you envision his trip to be tomorrow, Mike? It's a little, the pace scenario is a little murky. I don't know if it's preservationist.
Yeah.
Does he have the speed to be in front?
If I was determined to, Anthony, he definitely does. But I mean, you know, that just all depends on the race. I've learned with him, you know, as well as him growing up, I've learned him as well. And he likes to be in a comfortable, happy place, and sometimes that's up close. If he gets away running on his own, it could be up close, could even be on the lead. But he's also, as you've seen, you know, he's settled back. Of course, you know, the pace is a lot quicker when he has settled back. But when he does, he comes with a powerful run. So that's a great thing about him. He's not a need the lead type or has to have pace to run into to run his race. As long as he's comfortable, he's going to fire, and that's if they go fast or they go slow, or if he wants to lay up very close, or if he, you know, chooses to sit back a length or two. But I always help him out of there. He's a big horse, so I'm going to help him on out of there, and we'll see where that puts him.
Does that make your job tougher, not knowing where he's going to want to be?
You know, you just got to learn to accept it, dude. Just accept where
nobody's better than you at switching tactics. I mean, I think you've proven that time and again. If things don't go your way, you don't fret about it. You just figure out what you need to do to get home first. You know,
as long as my horse is comfortable, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with, you know, you might see me ride a horse and be three times on the lead in a row, and then all of a sudden he's back about five out of it and runs sometimes even a better race. And usually that tells me that the pace is probably quicker than it has been the last three times, and he's happy where he's at. Just go with it, you know. I've learned that as long as you get a good horse happy and comfortable, man, they're going to run.
All right. Well, best of luck to you tomorrow, Mike. Thanks for some time. I'll stop by the room. Jude and I will stop by the room at some point, say hello. It's always good to see you in town.
Yeah, and please do.
Good luck. I will. Good luck tomorrow at Mackenzie, bud.
Thank you, guys. Nice talking to you.